right, so today's No Sweat News. Here you go, the bizarre stories of the day presented to you so that you can win the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning for Sammy Hagar tickets.
Let's go. Let's do this. Sammy Hagar and George Thorogood?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
All right. It's brought to you by Macy's Backstage Summer Essentials for the whole family for $25 and under. Do you know Mark Raddick?
Mark Raddick.
No, there's no way you would know who this person is.
But don't think so.
You may have seen his picture because last week, a pin standing behind Tiger Woods on the tee kind of went viral. Did you see this? There's Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah.
And you see all the people. Tiger has just completed his tee shot, and everyone's standing behind Tiger Woods has what? Their phones out,
the
right?
Gallery, as they say. Yes. Tiger's holding his pose. He just drove.
Everybody
in front of the gallery
is got their camera out and
every single one.
Every except for this one guy standing behind Tiger Woods, who is completely
looks like he's got beer
focused on Tiger's shot. And yes, in his hand is a Michelob Ultra Tall Boy. Not a phone. He's got his beverage.
That's the guy right there.
Well, Michelob saw this picture, went and found the guy, and offered him an endorsement deal.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Because they
are the only one holding a beer, and every single other person has a phone.
They've created a new slogan for this dude, Mark Raddick. It's called, "It's Only Worth It If You Enjoy It." And he is now the Michelob guy.
I agree with that.
Completely focused on Tiger's shot, has no interest in recording whatever picture or video like everybody else.
Because, you know, what's the point? What are you going to do with a Tiger Woods clip? You're going to put it on your Instagram? Yeah. Great. Well, I can watch that on TV in better quality. So, I don't care about your clip. And I like that guy for the fact that he's got the beer and he's looking right at Tiger.
He's ready to go. He's
not a head buried in his phone.
As compensation, they are giving him access to more PGA events and copious amounts of free alcohol.
I think this is tremendous.
Good for him.
And I tell you what, if the rock stars hate the phone thing, maybe we could get some kind of deal going. Give the audience a free beer.
Right, give me something to hold in my hands.
Exactly.
A cold beverage.
If you start giving, say, one free beer. Hand your phone over. They put the phone in the locker room, in a locker.
You get a cold beverage.
And you get a free beer, a big one.
You'd make that trade.
One of those big Foster 32-ouncers.
It's a 22-ouncer for sure.
Well, I would make that trade.
Yeah.
If they said you're going to get a gigantic beer for this like Guns N' Roses concert, put the phone in a locker, I'm doing it.
There you go.
So I actually like this guy. I think he's onto something.
Dateline France for story number two. We'll take you to Paris and the Louvre, where somebody smeared cake on the Mona Lisa.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that pisses me off because I went there. I went to the Louvre in junior high school and I saw that picture.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. That's much smaller than you'd think.
I'm angry.
It's about the size of a stamp. It's so tiny.
It is small.
Okay, it's not that tiny.
I'm angry because, quite frankly, why are you in Paris wasting pastry? It's Paris. The pastry is delicious. Don't do that.
And you can't touch painting because also that painting will give us clues about the bloodline, the royal bloodline of Jesus and the Illuminati.
The good news is the Mona Lisa was not damaged because it's been behind bulletproof glass since 1950-something.
Poor girl's getting shot at? They had to put her behind bulletproof glass now?
I don't know, somebody threw a rock at her.
Jeez, they have to treat her like the Pope.
And apparently somebody was doing, it was some sort of protest. I don't know.
Protest?
Yeah.
Don't put cake on the Mona Lisa. She didn't do anything to you.
Smearing cake. Maybe someone tried to marry her. I don't know.
It was
that whole marry cake in the face thing.
Terrible.
And now our final story. This leaked out from the Mountain Dew camp. So it's from the snack editor of the No Sweat News. Some new flavors of Mountain Dew are being tested down south. What do you think of this?
Oh, boy.
Apple cinnamon Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Huckleberry Mountain Dew.
Now, what would that taste like?
Huckleberries.
The hell is a huckleberry?
Dude, I don't know. S'more-flavored Mountain Dew. Or
chocolate.
Hold on to this. pickle-flavored Mountain Dew.
It's disgusting. Those last two are losers.
Pickle-flavored Mountain Dew.
You had cinnamon apple. That, to me, sounded okay. I could absolutely see myself drinking that during October. I don't know what a huckleberry is. I thought that's what Val Kilmer called the guy in the cowboy movie.
Okay.
Tombstone. Those last two, I despise when they try to put dessert and chocolates in food and sodas. I think that s'mores is disgusting. And then pickles?
Pickle-flavored Mountain Dew currently being tested down south and may come to
Drink my jar of pickles then.
Mountain Dew.
I'm just going to open up my jar of pickles and drink the juice.
There it is. Today's No Sweat News. Sammy Hagar tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. So store those three in a brain cell and keep that with you all week. If you miss any of the No Sweat News episodes, they are on the website at WRAT.com. Just click the podcast on demand section.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.